You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, we want to talk about sport and more specifically sport players' interviews, like post-game interviews.
Okay.
Because like they can be a bit boring, let's face it.
Some they're very media trained and others is like, yeah, nah.
Mm.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well, I tell you what, we got an example here. So this is one of the players. This is from the AFL the other day. This is one of the players who's very media trained.
Okay.
You know, you've got to replace him, Joel, in the forward line. Have you got an initial thoughts?
We do have options. I think that's a positive out of it, that we've played guys throughout
so,
the year.
So, you know, it's a bit boring. Who's going to play forward? I'm like, I'm sure if you're interested, that would be very, you know, interesting to you. Who's going to play forward? But it's a bit boring otherwise, let's face it.
He sounds like he's whipped out the graph. He's got the graph and the speech prepared. He's like, I'd like to thank my mum, my dad. Actually, my dad was very handy with setting up these formations in my childhood. No, Joel, we want to talk about this game.
Yeah, I got to admit, like, he's got like a pre-prepared speech more or less about
he's
what he's talking
it.
About.
He's
so
he,
he's got a very media trained. He knows what he's talking about. Someone who's perhaps a bit less media trained is a professional snooker player by the name of Ronnie O'Sullivan. He's English.
Okay.
Have you heard of him?
I've heard about what he might have said about the younger generation of snooker players.
That is the audio that I want to play. So he just finished a match
and
was talking to an interviewer about, you know, why it is that he has stayed at the top of the snooker players for like the last 20-odd years or so.
Okay.
And he... Well, look, he wasn't thrilled about the skills of the younger players coming through. I think we've got the audio here.
Did you have to beep some of this out? Is there, because he's a colourful boy?
I didn't beep any of it out. You've got me worried now.
Just finally, would you have believed all those years ago that you and Mark Williams would still be performing at this high level?
You know, if you look at the younger players coming through, they're not that good, really. Do you know what I mean? And most of them are like, you know, wouldn't even make... They'd probably do well as half-decent amateurs, do you know what I'm saying? Well, not even amateurs. I mean, they're so bad that, you know, a lot of them that you see now, you just think, oh, I've probably got to lose an arm and a leg to sort of fall outside the top 50, do you know what I mean? So that's really sort of why we're kind of hovering still around, because of the... just how poor it is.
He's really laying it into the youngsters.
Yeah, and, like, his son's probably, like, practising, like, while he's doing that interview. He's, you know how the kids always run onto the soccer pitch after dad's finished his game? Same thing's happening there. There's, like, his kids now, because, what, he's pretty old. His kid's probably 21 by now, trying to, like, practice. And he's like, oh, the youth is just shocking.
It's a lot less cute when a 21-year-old kid runs onto the ground and just jumps on dad.
You never see a 21-year-old football mascot.
And it's true. But Simo, you know, every kind of cloud has a silver lining, I reckon, with this. And
okay.
Albeit for young snooker players who would hear this, they might be a bit disheartened.
Mm.
But if you're not a professional snooker player, all of a sudden, hang on, think about it. The youngsters coming through aren't very good. This is maybe my chance to become a professional sports person, to become a professional snooker player. Simo, it's a sport I can get behind because it's played in a pub.
How? What age do they start training pro snooker players? Because you have to be tall enough to see over the table. Table's quite high.
Well, let's face it, most snooker tables are in a pub and you have to be over 18 or so to get in there. So I'd say
fair,
18 is when you start. You start training hard.
Mm.
And then hopefully by this guy, I think he's in his mid-40s or early 50s, you can become a snooker player and then you can bag the hell out of youngsters.
Because there's probably miniature tables, you'd assume, because otherwise you're way behind other professional sports. Because I think Serena and Venus... Williams were carrying around bricks around the house at like age 4. So just dad had them like moving rubble outside.
Does that have anything to do with tennis or was just
no,
like,
I think it was
oh,
just...
there's a whole load of bricks in the back. Serena, come on, let's get moving them. Can't imagine Kyrgios doing that, let's face it.
And then Leighton Hewitt, his dad would make him walk home from every game that he ever lost. So maybe they just need to be a bit harsher with this.
This is cruel.
Yeah, they need to be a bit harsher with the snooker youth generation.
And to become a professional tennis player, you have to be cruel to your kids, making them carry bricks and walk home.
I've just had an idea. It might be emotionally distressing for young snooker players, but...
I don't know what this idea is, but I'm going to say it almost certainly is.
So you could take the black ball because then they would never be able to finish a game.
Yeah,
so they'd have to keep on playing. Then give them back the black ball. You can now finish because you've finally played, you know, 6 or 7 games in a row.
Can we do that whilst making the carry bricks around?
Maybe, yeah, it's an option.
Simo and Jordan.
And have you bought yourself some masks yet for the COVID-19 scenario?
I do still have some lying around my house from leftover from the bushfire situation a little bit earlier on in the year.
Jordan, what were you using some face masks for, pray tell?
No, I'm one of those doomsday preppers. I've got masks everywhere. No, I'm not.
Have you got a go bag?
No.
What would you put in your go bag, by the way, if you had to do one right now?
I feel my first question would be, what's a go bag?
Go bag. So for doomsday preppers, if you've got a mask, then the go bag is the stuff that you can just pick up and leave.
So I see.
Baked beans, sleeping bag, that's it. And you live your life.
There you go. That's what would be in my go bag, a sleeping bag and a tin of baked beans.
Job done.
I need nothing else in life.
So, you might want to take this mask with you, especially if you got it made, because it's a bit pricey.
Okay.
A $1.5 million coronavirus mask. Because it is diamond encrusted.
Right.
Yep. So it is made from white gold.
As if diamond encrusted wasn't enough.
Oh, do you want the full readout?
Yeah, go on. Right. Let's go.
The full readout involves it's being crafted by hand from scratch by a Israeli jewelry company. Now, it is going to be worth $1.5 million, 18-carat white gold mask.
Right.
Then it's due to be decorated by 3,600 white and black diamonds. And it's fitted with, like, your filters as well. So it's actually going to be usable.
And how much did it say? $1.5 million.
Yes.
I think that face mask is worth more than me.
That's a lot of dough.
Mm.
No, you're priceless, Jordan.
Oh, stop it.
Don't ever put a price on yourself, mate. What are you doing?
But if I had to put a price on myself, 1.5 mil would be a lot more.
So you're telling me I can exchange one Jordan for one of these masks?
No offense, but if someone came into this studio and said, I've got one of these masks, I'll exchange it for Simo. Mm. Simo, get out.
So it weighs 100 times more than your typical surgical mask.
How much is that? Does it, like, weigh down your face?
This bloke has the most ripped chin.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is the only one who can wear that face mask.
Yeah, probably. And Johnny Bravo. Do you remember Johnny Bravo?
We're just trying to think of big-chinned actors.
Big-chinned people.
Arnie Hammer to a degree?
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, I'm going to stop thinking about big-chinned actors now, otherwise I'll be here all day.
Apparently the guy wants to wear it, walk it around and get attention. Apparently he's going to be pretty happy with it.
So has someone purchased this or is it still for sale?
It's a custom make.
Okay.
So the jewellery company has refused to identify the bike, your public spaces, but one thing it had to achieve was to be the priciest mask on the market.
You'd be annoyed if, like, another jewellery company just made more or less this and then just put one extra diamond on it so it's a little bit more.
And it has to be completed by the end of the year. So that's the one that they're really struggling with. They're like, I mean, your average mask. Mm. I got myself a pack of 50 for, like, $50, dollar each. I think his is more expensive than those.
I love the fact that the jewellery company refused to identify the person who bought it. I mean, it's going to be pretty obvious when the Chinese businessman in America is wearing it. There's everyone else just with, like, the ones that you got that are like a dollar a mask or whatever.
I could be anyone.
And then there's old mate just with a $1.5 million face mask made out of white gold and encrusted with diamonds.
Yeah.
It's not going to be hard to tell who bought that mask.
You do make a good point. That's going to be high profile. It's not going to be like, ooh, you're so mysterious. We don't know if you're the same guy that was wearing that earlier or not.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I want to talk about a Spanish village right now.
Ah, mil españoles. Arriba, arriba.
Is that Spanish?
No, I think maybe. It's close.
I think arriba is from Mario Kart.
I think that might be where I picked it up from.
No, I think about it. Well, Simo, this Spanish village, it's called Azcar. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Right.
It's near Malaga in Spain.
Oh, Malaga.
I think it is Malaga.
It is Malaga.
Yeah.
I've seen them play football.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're pretty decent.
Well, Simo, this town in Spain has decided to ban tourists from swimming in a river that runs through the town due to COVID-19.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
So far, nothing too unusual. I reckon that's safe.
Fair, I
reckon
guess.
That's completely fine. Hmm. What caught my attention about this news story, though, Simo,
yep,
was that this town is a, quote, Smurf village.
Smurf, as yes. in the tiny little blue people.
Yes.
Mm.
To celebrate the movie that came out in 2011, residents in this town decided to paint every single house, every single building, Smurf blue.
Right on.
To fit in with the movie. And even though that movie came out in 2011, residents liked it so much, they decided, you know, let's just keep it.
Wow. That's interesting.
I think that's partly let's just keep it, but partly cannot be bothered painting all of these houses.
Because that's a next level crazy. I mean, Christmas is pretty full on.
Mm.
Lots of lights. And then have you seen how people have started putting Christmas decorations up again at the moment?
Mm.
Because, you know, it gives a bit of an uplifting
yeah.
vibe.
Unless you live next to them and you try to get to sleep and there's just jingle bells playing on a loop.
Yeah, painting your house blue, that's maybe not crazy, maybe passionate.
I mean, perhaps it is. I don't know. This town, it's only a small town. It's only got 230 people living in it.
Mm.
And after they did this, painting the town blue, tourism numbers soared. This is obviously before coronavirus. So it worked. Like,
okay.
People who had businesses and all that sort of stuff in the town, business soared and it worked and they made more money.
So they're not painting themselves blue?
No.
Okay.
Just their buildings.
That's next. When tourism drops off again, when the trivia's done with the houses being blue, that's when the people will be blue.
Yeah, I am slightly worried about that, not going to lie.
Oh, too bad Eiffel 65 isn't Spanish.
Or popular. They sung I'm Blue, Dabba-Dee-Dabba-Die, didn't they?
They did indeed. And I was like, oh, but they are from Europe.
Actually, I think they're Italian. No,
yeah, so
not Spanish.
They're not bad. They're that's these boys here. First single I ever bought with my own money, Jordan. So this is now officially the song / theme to what was the city's name?
The city's town is Jazkar.
Ah, Jazkar. Jazkar Blue, labadi-labadai.
Not going to lie, if like this town also installed speakers and were playing I'm Blue, Dabba-Dee-Dabba-Die on a
yeah.
loop, I mean, it would fit the houses, don't get me wrong, but tourism numbers would drop significantly.
That's fair.
Can we shut it up already? Or at least play their other song, Move Your Body, or whatever it's called.
That was the second single I ever bought with my own money.
Were you like an Eiffel 65? Like, you were their biggest fan back in the day.
Simo and Jordan.
The mysterious seeds, okay? I've been on about this for weeks.
Oh, yeah. Is this the same one you talked about? Was it last week or the week before?
Yeah. So the fact that these random seeds were sent to the US, popped up in letterboxes all over the country for no good reason.
Okay.
They were from China. And the US government was like, they found out after the fact, once they reached the letterboxes, obviously, and were like, don't plant them, whatever you do.
Because they didn't know what they were.
Yeah, they were they were concerned that they would be a threat to the flora and fauna, the native stuff.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fair enough.
I've got a quote here from Texan Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. We don't want people open nose up. Don't put them in the mail. Certainly don't plant them. Contact us. Let us pick them up. Treat them like they're radioactive, like they are kryptonite.
Simo's accents there.
Not bad, I thought.
Not good.
Rough.
We're getting thumbs down from people outside the studio, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to have a crack. US officials are warning people not to plant them. However, we now enter... Doyle is his name. Now, Doyle, he planted them when he first got them.
Stupid idiot, Doyle.
Doyle, who received the seeds 2 months ago, had already planted them by the time the advice came out.
Okay.
And he says that the results are pretty spectacular. He told the news that every 2 weeks, I'd come by and put Miracle Grow on it, and they started growing like crazy.
Who would have thought if you put a product called Miracle Grow on plants, they grow?
He's got an endorsement, like, pretty quick on the Instagram. Boom. He's like, oh, this is money-making for sure.
So what? So they're growing. So does he know what it's going to grow into yet?
No, they're not sure. It's got white... what did they find? The one that he planted had white flowers and also started bearing some kind of fruit that they think maybe could be squash.
Okay.
Potentially. However, yeah, they're they're concerned about the pose, its risk to flora and fauna, the native species. He goes on to say that the package said it was from China and said studded earrings on the outside. And we thought that was a little odd.
I just feel sorry for some bloke who's now walking around with like plant seeds in his ears who thinks that they're studded earrings.
Well, Doyle says his now fully grown plant has white fruit and orange flowers, with some comparing it to a squash plant.
Right.
And it's worth mentioning that the US Department of Agriculture has since probably rocked up. He's out there, you know, enjoying some fertilizer manure with his green thumb in his, what do they call them, in those gloves?
Gardening in those, gloves?
In those gardening gloves, just digging away, enjoying himself. He'll turn around, there'll be blue and red flashing lights. The men in black will step out of the car. sir, can you please back away from the flora or and or fauna or that foreign national.
He'll go to prison. They'll just be, why are you in prison for? I murdered someone. What did you do? Oh, I planted some plants.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, it's your birthday coming up soon, I believe.
Nope.
Okay, well, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, no, you haven't got a clue when it is, but it's already been. But thanks for thinking of me. No,
I was thinking about next year.
Yeah, that's right. Well, most people are. 2020 has been a wash.
Well, Simo, when your birthday does come up next year, do you have any idea about what you would want? Do you have any thoughts? Or have you not got around to thinking about it yet?
No, I've never really been a big celebrator of birthdays. Have you? Are you a...
No, I got to be honest, I haven't either.
This is sad, but I was always like, I want to have like a massive birthday party when I finally achieved something in life. I just never I haven't like reached something that I feel cause for celebration just
one
yet.
One day Simo will become president of the United States of America and then you will have a big birthday party.
Yeah, actually, I'll run as Kanye West's running mate because what's his party called? The birthday party.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what he called his party. So that's a match made in heaven.
Well, Simo, maybe you could do what this 103-year-old person has done to celebrate her birthday.
Okay.
Her name is Dorothy Pollock. She's from Michigan in America.
Right.
And to celebrate her 103rd birthday, she decided to get her very first tattoo.
Ooh, well, she hasn't got... it's only there for the rest of her life.
Which is hopefully a long time to come, I'm sure.
Which is going to be there for ages. However, also, wrinkly skin, it can't get much... She's not going to have much sag going on, right?
I haven't read into it that much.
Well, you think about it.
I'm not sure I want to.
Okay. Where did she get it, by the way?
She got the tattoo was on her arm.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, cool.
So, Simo, you don't have any tattoos. Would you reckon if you got to 103?
Yeah.
Would you kind of think, you know what? Yeah, why not?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess. Maybe.
This woman, I can tell you, she got the tattoo was of a small frog.
Oh, really?
Which she got on her arm. She's always been a bit of a frog enthusiast.
Was it one of the poisonous ones or one of the, like, just an average tree frog?
I would suggest just an average tree. We didn't go into species of frog.
Okay.
You get me a green frog and chuck it on my arm.
That is fair, actually, because you know how a lot of people are like, oh, this tattoo is, you know, it means this to me and it has a really deep... And it's like, that's a Mexican skeleton with two maracas and a sombrero.
It means a lot to me, Simo.
Yeah, well... I've got...
I like eating Mexican food with skeletons and sombreros.
Yeah, well, I mean, how do you hold a taco when you've got two maracas? You can't. It's impossible.
I've tried. It's doable. Trust me, it's doable. But Simo, as well as getting this tattoo, this 103-year-old woman, Dorothy Pollock, her name is, also decided, you know what? Getting a tattoo on my 103rd birthday isn't badass enough.
Okay.
She wants to go to the next level.
Skydive while getting a tattoo.
That would... Bring it back slightly, because remember, she's 103.
Okay, so just a skydive?
no okay. Skydiving.
Okay, just another tattoo.
No.
Oh, what's she going
to
do?
She decided to, immediately after getting the tattoo, took her first ride on a motorbike.
Oh, right on.
This Dorothy Pollock is the most badass grandma ever. Like, 103rd birthday, you're getting a tattoo and riding a motorbike. My grandparents are reading a book and watching Songs of Praise.
Interesting. Well, the frog, I'm not sure if she's gonna get into the motorcycle crowd. She probably should have got maybe something a bit more scary than a frog.
True.
Maybe a bullfrog.
Whoa,
yeah.
Maybe that's 104th birthday.
then she will be running that biker gang by then.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end. but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.